What up, hustlers? It's your girl, Bess. I know I've been gone for a little bit. I needed to take some time to focus on some mental obstacles and also focus on just the different hustles that I have going on. But now I'm back. And before returning back to regularly scheduled conversations and interviews, I just wanted to take some time to recap a few of the past episodes and talk a little bit about where we've come from, what we've been listening to, what we've been hearing, what we've been obtaining maybe, and what we can use to apply to our own grind from here on out. This is especially coming at a useful time for me because I recently had a couple of manifestations fall through, which happens from time to time. And I want to be real about that. I don't want to make it seem like even when you do go through all the steps and trust your process and put all of your eggs in your intention basket, that means that everything is going to work out the way you want it. There's lots of factors, lots of variables that we do not have control over, which can be frustrating to think about that. But once you peel back the layers of all of the variables that one cannot control, you expose what is in our immediate control, what we can have some sort of dominance over. And most of that has to do with our own brain, our own mentalities, our own thoughts, both good and bad. And so I want to keep this short. This isn't going to be a very long episode. But I did want to, I guess, rant a little bit about some thoughts that we can keep in our control when we're going through times like this where our manifestations aren't feeling very manifested. And then I want to give some licks of hope, rave about a couple of items and mindsets that have been getting me through these past couple of weeks, helping me continue on the road to building my empire. So this is a new segment that I want to call Rant and Rave. Rant and Rave. Here we go. From these past couple of weeks of interviews, there have been some recurring themes, recurring mindsets being spoken, and one of them is the concept of knowing your worth. I'm going to bring up a lot of things that people have said in past episodes, so if they sound unfamiliar to you, I highly encourage you to go back and check those out, both from this season and from last season. People have said some really good things. Knowing your worth in particular comes from my recent conversation with Bianca Rosario. I think she does a really good job of putting that into perspective, at least for me. The two of us, both in that conversation and in previous conversations, we chat a lot about knowing your worth, both in a physical, literal sense, and also within that mental headspace, and how that affects how you see your business and the success within your business, whether that business be yourself or something that you've created, a product that you have designed, or it's a service that you offer. Bianca dives into the concept of knowing your worth, and she really encapsulates that feeling with the phrase, protect your time, protect your energy. That really hit me because as someone who has multiple side hustles, multiple interests, multiple facets in which I want to insert myself, time can often get away from me, both when I am creating, because I feel like I don't have enough time for everything all at once. And then time when nothing is happening and I have too much time on my hands and I don't know what to do with it, which sometimes ends up with me doing nothing. And this kind of ties into this term that I've been hearing a lot lately. Several people have said it on the show, and I hear it a lot from colleagues and peers that I talk to, but people talk about being sick and tired of this rat race that we're in. Just can't deal with the rat race. I was tired of the rat race, and so I decided to leave the hustle and the bustle and find some inner fucking peace. I've heard paraphrased on more than one occasion. And I completely agree. But my question lies within, how did we end up? How did we end up in the rat race? How did we end up throwing our time and our energy and the best parts of our lives into careers that for a while sometimes don't pay us back in kind? Which in kind, equal, fair, what kind of terms are those, honestly, in what we're talking about right now? It's kind of hard to find a place for fair. And honestly, I think if we're being real with ourselves, we shouldn't even add it to our vocabulary when talking about climbing up the ladder, because a lot of times things aren't fair. And I think it would be unfair to trick our minds into thinking that fair is an important or vital, necessary factor within climbing the ladder, within building our empire. I really don't think it is. And so we throw our lives, we throw our careers into this rat race. We dedicate our time and our energy, even when we know we're fully aware that we might not get due credit, or we might not get the reward that we're hoping and dreaming for. Like, for real, sometimes the grind feels like a bad hookup. You meet this person on the apps and you're like, yeah, they'll do. And you go out and you're trying all night to make it work. You're trying to make it work. You're trying to see the positive, see the potential, see how this could be something that's good for you. You sell yourself way too short. You agree. You put in all the time. You put in all the energy. You pay for all the drinks. You pay for the show tickets. You consistently, over and over again, reassure yourself that you're having a good time and that you won't regret this decision. But then you wake up in the morning and you turn over and you look at what happened last night. And that's usually the moment when you ask yourself, was it really worth it? And that's a question I've been asking myself a lot lately. Is it really worth it? Is it really worth dedicating my assets to a project, to a person, to an idea, to a creative venture that I don't feel fully confident about, that I'm not fully invested in, that I don't want to contribute my assets, my time, my energy, my money, my space to? And then that usually turns into more of an introspective thing. Am I really worth it? Am I really worthy of being on this project or starting this creative venture or spending time with this person? Am I worth the want? Am I worth the desire? Am I worthy? Which can then lead to questions like, am I doing the best that I can? If this is really what I want, if this is really what I want to be doing, if this is really what I want to be dedicating my time to, am I doing the best that I can to contribute my time to this project, to this creative venture, to this person, to myself? Am I doing the best I can to take care of myself amidst this rat race? Have I fully acknowledged my value and my worth? And am I sticking to it? Am I trusting my own gut and leaning into what I need to work successfully, to live successfully, to thrive, not just to survive? Am I doing the best that I can to take care of myself? And now we have come to that side of knowing one's worth. Once you know your worth, once you have acknowledged what you are good for, what you can offer, and once you have set up those limits, okay, I'm not going to let anybody or anything take away this time from me, or I'm going to dedicate my energy to these things and nothing else. Once you have set up those boundaries for yourself, then it comes time to defend them. Protect your house. Protect your well-being. How can I best serve my needs? We did a very good job of touching on this in my episode with Jamila, when breaking down that golden rule, talking about treat others the way you want to be treated. Well, first you got to think about how you want to be treated. Are we setting the bar for ourselves? Are we establishing a standard? And are we upholding that standard? regardless of the person. Doesn't matter if it's friends, family, co-workers, bosses, roommates, cab drivers. Are we establishing the foundation of how we want to be treated and then displaying that in a way that lets our body know, that communicates effectively that this is the bar, this is the standard for treating someone with respect or whatever values that you uphold for yourself and therefore want to uphold with others? I'll say again what I said in that episode, because I have to repeat it to myself all the time, is that you are no good to anybody else if you are not taking care of yourself first. And it's got to be you. It's got to be you. It can't be anybody else. You have to figure out what you need to take care of yourself first. Once you have figured that out, once you've figured out what you need, only then can you begin to help other people see their potential and help other people maybe see what they need. Another thing about knowing your worth is that it's not dependent upon your successes. I'm going to do my best to just spell this out and not sugarcoat it. I find that when I try and sugarcoat things and lace them with fancy language and terminology, I just lose myself. So I'm going to try and be real and be raw right now. But basically, knowing your worth and owning your successes are two separate things. They are related. They live in separate houses, though. They are rooted in different objectives. Knowing your worth is about establishing your foundation for competence, self-esteem, self-realization, heightened awareness. It's about being aware of who you are and what you can do. It is rooted in identity. Owning your successes, on the other hand, is all about recognizing accomplishments and also defining what exactly is an accomplishment. Success is rooted in behavior and action. So we can see how the two correlate. However, they are not necessarily dependent upon each other. Your success, or what you define as your accomplishments, as your wins in life, that does not define your identity. Just because you've done this and this and this and this and this does not mean that you are the winner, doesn't mean that you are the loser, doesn't mean that you are at the top or at the bottom, or just because you've given money to this person, or just because you've supported this organization, or just because you said that rude ass thing to that person, even though they deserved it, or just because you said that rude ass thing to that person and they did not deserve it. They were just a bystander on the side of the road and you were having a bad day. And on the flip side, just because you are a genuine person, or you have all of these really good attributes, you have all of these down-to-earth values, you talk to your mother on the phone every day, you pet dogs and kiss babies, that doesn't mean that your life will be full of rainbows and fireworks. That doesn't mean that everything is going to be a walk in the park. And just because you're a shithole of a person, that doesn't mean that your life is going to be a shithole. There are lots of assholes in Hollywood. There are lots of douchebags on Broadway. There are lots of really great people living in the gutter. And while sometimes we want to live that Disney princess Cinderella fantasy, that if we just hold on to hope and if we stay true to our values, then we'll luck out in the end, that's not necessarily true. Here's the saving grace. Here's the Hail Mary, here's the golden ticket. In life, we are given free will. As humans, we get to decide who we are, who we know, what we do. We have full reign of how we feel when we roll out of bed in the morning. And we are 100% in control of who we are and how we do when we go to bed at night. And so while knowing your worth and owning your successes might not relate to each other, there are ways in which we can elevate ourselves within each respective field. And I encourage you, hustler, to explore both of those fields. Knowing your worth, figuring out who you are, figuring out the skills that you possess, both naturally and ones that you have acquired over time, and how you can contribute those to others, how you can contribute it to things and people that you care about, and also conserving those assets for things that you actually care about. For owning your successes, not letting pride or fear get in the way of your actions, not letting your emotions, how you feel when you get up in the morning, how you feel when you go to bed at night, not letting those dictate your behavior, not letting somebody else's successes undermine yours, not even comparing other people's successes. Because honestly, that's the first way to go wrong, is to compare your successes to somebody else's. I think that's the number one way we lose owning our successes, is to compare them with somebody else's. So I encourage you, Hustler, to explore both of those realms, knowing your worth and owning your successes, and hashtag talk about it. Break it down for us on our Instagram. Email us at best.bereal@gmail.com. Let us know if you find anything helpful, any mindsets, any mantras, any quotes. You know, I love me some quotes. Talk about it with us. Now onto the rave portion. I do want to give a cute little shout out to this book that I've been reading recently. I'm pretty sure I'm late boarding this train, but I did recently dive into The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. Besides the wit and the straightforward candor of his prose, I really enjoy the truths that Mark is just catapulting into my face while reading this book. And I wanted to dote on the main theme of his book. I'm not all the way through, but he's repeated it enough times and in enough different iterations that I feel like this is the general concept that readers are supposed to take away from reading The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And here it is. The thing about life is everybody's got problems. Every human on this earth has issues. We're all going through our own shit. We are all just trying to slodge through it, hope that we see the other side, meet friends along the way, fall in love, find some success, whatever we define as success. Really, we're all looking for things that will make us happy, that will ease the quote-unquote pain or quote-unquote struggle that we go through along the road of life. That's the bottom line. That's the truth. That is the cold hard truth. Everybody's got their own shit. And here's the key. The key is that it's not about finding the secret to happiness, unlocking it, and then living the rest of your life without any problems at all. That's never going to happen. Never going to happen. The overall objective of life, the goal, the intention that if you set your mind on will not lead you to happiness, but to contentment with what you have. The goal is to find problems that you are happy dealing with, not necessarily solving, because not all problems can be solved. Case in point, money problems. Y'all already know. Relationship problems. Dealing with another person, dealing with any other person. There will always be issues. And that's the thing, is that there will always be issues. There will always be problems anywhere you look, anywhere you turn. It's not about trying to avoid them necessarily, try to belittle them. It's about deciding for yourself which problems you are content with dealing with. As creatives, a lot of the problems that we deal with are having to do with finding consistency and finding a solid foundation for oneself. My favorite example is that of a struggling artist or starving artist, depending on the state that you're in. But some people would look at that lifestyle of a struggling artist, somebody who is not always confident that they're going to be able to pay their rent on time, someone who flits around from place to place looking for something. What they're looking for, God only knows. The struggling artist who seems to have 6 jobs and yet no money. Some people look at that lifestyle and they're like, no, thank you. I need stability. I need security. I need dependability, reliability, all the abilities to build my foundation. And then they go and they seek that. And I have the utmost respect for them. People who recognize what they need and then actually seek out what they need, doesn't matter what anybody else says. If you are content dealing with the problems that you have, then you're fine. And I say that to the people who have mortgages and are getting married and building families and have dogs. I say that to them just as wholeheartedly as I say it to that struggling artist who is scrolling through Ghostlight Housing for the fifth time today looking for their next sublet. If both of those parties are happy dealing with the problems that they have, they're working on finding the success that they have defined for themselves. And sure, it can change. It always changes. It always alters, modifies, evolves. And that's okay too. We must progress with ourselves, not against ourselves. If you're looking for more slap in the face truths, I would highly recommend The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. Sometimes you need honesty to just come crashing down on you. If you have any book recommendations, I would love to hear them. As my dad always says, readers are leaders. So slide those suggestions into our DMs. And while you're at it, let me know if anything in this episode hit. That's all the time we have for today. Take care of yourself, hustler. Find your light. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on the grind.